Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Do you need to find some strength and hope through a storm that you're going through in your life right now? Well, you're at the right place. We are talking with author Cindy Sapp, author of a wonderful six-week Bible study called Beyond, Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. And we're actually broadcasting live from the CPE, the Christian Product Expo National Conference here in Lexington, Kentucky. And we've taken the Hope Is Here program live on the road for the first time after doing over 1,000 programs in the past 5.5 years to meet some wonderful authors like Cindy. And you may hear a little noise in the background from other conversations, so we apologize for that, but just didn't want you to miss an opportunity to hear from some of the top authors in the country with some wonderful books that provide hope. Yesterday we heard about the three major storms that Cindy had been through in her life to write her book, with losing a brother at a young age, and her mom having to put her in assisted living, and then going through an unexpected divorce. And so, man, if you missed yesterday's program, really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today.org, or listen to that podcast, or we're on all the platforms, and you can catch that 14-minute program. But I love when a person's wrote a book and they've lived it. And you've definitely lived this book, right, Cindy?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this six-week Bible study, Beyond, Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. You know, I love week one. You talk about refuge in the riptides. So being here in Kentucky, we don't know a lot about riptides. So educate us a little bit. Talk to us. What are you trying to get to in week one on refuge in the riptides?
Right. Well, I live near the coast. I live in New Hampshire. So when I was thinking of life storms and just trying to reflect on that, the first thing that came to mind was the shore, you know. So I actually took a ride to the beach and just sat on the shorelines and just watching the waves crash and just the ebb and flow of the waters. And that was healing to me. But I also realized that on other days, the ocean can be very, very treacherous. And there are times that there are riptides. And when a riptide hits, it just knocks you to the ground and pulls you out. And you're in a daze. You have no idea what just happened. And that's exactly how we're hit with life storms. There's definitely a strong parallel there, if you will. And so when we've been hit with a life storm, you know, a lot of times we're caught off guard. What just happened? And where am I? What am I going to do? And we have a lot of questions. But, you know, when we have those questions, immediately, we usually have fear that are related to those questions. Fear of what's going to happen, where am I going to live, or maybe financial questions, health questions, it can go on and on. But we bring those questions and we bring those fears to the Lord, because when we have the fear of the unknown, which there are a lot of unknown situations and questions that we have going through a life storm. So when we bring the fear of the unknown, you know, it slowly evaporates, because when we focus on the one who is all-knowing. And that's not going to happen overnight, but it's an act of surrender. We're surrendering all, not that we have, all that we don't have, and then all of our questions, and coming to the one that has all of the answers for us at that time.
Well, that is so true. That's been kind of a common theme the past couple of days of talking with so many wonderful authors like yourself. It seems like a common thread is about surrender, whether it's male or female authors. And for us guys, sometimes I call it the O. You know, sometimes when life gets hard, the storms come, we put one knee down. But sometimes the storms are so bad, when we put both knees down, we truly surrender. Have you found that to be true?
In most of my life, yes. But funny is that at this time I didn't, because the loss was so deep, I didn't feel like I had anything to hold on to. And so I immediately surrendered, and someone said, I know, where would you go? I go, where else would I go but to the Lord? There was no other person, place, or thing that I wanted to go but to the Lord.
Well, I'm glad to know that you did that. One of the things I love about your refuge in the Riptides on day five, and I love this with your study, it's not 7 days, you know, all 7 days, because, man, life happens, storms happen, but it's 5 days. So, you know, you get a 2 day, one day you get out of rhythm, you can catch up. But I love how you end week one, refuge in the Riptides. You talk about releasing stress and finding strength. And talk about how the Lord helped you release stress and how you did that during this storm series.
Well, I think awareness is very important at this time, and truly being aware of where you are emotionally and physically and spiritually. So especially emotionally, when you're going through a life storm, what are you thinking? What are you experiencing? So, okay, if you are dealing with stress at that day, what is the stress related to? And then bringing that to the Lord, because as we bring and we choose to release stress, that builds our strength. And when we have resilient faith, it builds a strength we didn't even know was possible, because we feel like we have no answers, nowhere to go. But yet, as we surrender and we take that faith step, it builds our strength. And the outcome is just unbelievable. We go from feeling totally weary and exhausted and battle-worn. We've been on the front lines for way too long, but the Lord gives us the strength. But you know what? It is in His way and His time. So, you know, a lot of us say, yes, we can trust the Lord for His strength. But I think sometimes what we have a little more difficulty with is it's the Lord's way and in His timing. Sometimes it's longer than what we anticipated to be.
I understand. Let me ask you this. If a storm just seems too big for somebody, and I've been there for like it will never end, what encouragement can you offer our listeners today?
Again, I was having problems with that one time, and I just felt like every day was I would wake up and just like, oh no, I have to face another day. I have to go through that agony again. And then one person told me this story about, again, related to the ocean. It's just like, Cindy, you are on the crest of the wave right now, but it's impossible for a person to stay there at that level. The wave will come down. And, you know, that day I took a ride to the beach again, and I just watched the waves come up, curl over, and come crashing down. And that just clicked for me, because I had that visual story in mind. And then another way is just to take a moment and recall all the things that the Lord has done in your life. What are some other storms, maybe not as huge as the one you experience right now, but what are some of the other storms that the Lord has helped you through? He was faithful then, and He will be faithful now.
Love that song. I can't remember the group. A couple years ago wrote that. He was faithful then, He'll be faithful now. And good reminder to our listeners, if you just tuned in, if you're driving down the road and listening on the radio, we are broadcasting live from the CPE, the Christian Product Expo, a national conference for retailers all across the United States, and got over 100 authors here with some outstanding books, and we've taken the Hope Is Here program live on the road for the first time after 5.5 years to just share some of these wonderful books that are out there in Bible studies, and you hear some noise in the background since we're here at Rupp Arena at the Central Bank Center broadcasting live, but we are talking with one of these authors, Cindy Sabb. She's got a wonderful new 6-week Bible study called Beyond, Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. And Cindy, let me ask you, the book is called Beyond, and you talk about getting to a place beyond the storm. What can readers look forward to on the other side?
You know, on the other side, you'll experience a level of joy that you did not have before you've gone through that storm, and truly finding the joy in the Lord. And strength, a newfound strength, you'll be so much more stronger than before the storm. And I think it just builds up your faith muscles as well, because you've been walking with the Lord through an unbelievable situation. And peace, and just He not only going through the storm, you survive the storm, you thrive, but then He brings you to a place beyond where you couldn't even imagine. And the doors that He's going to open for you to minister to other people now, because He doesn't waste anything, and especially He honors that you came to Him and that you walked with Him through this pain. And he wants to use that pain. He wants to heal it in your life. And he wants to heal it and use it as a testimony to him to bring him glory and honor and for your good so that you can share it with other people.
Well, amen to that. You know, one thing, Cindy, I like in your book, you share a lot of stories in the book from other women who have faced major life storms. Can you share one of those stories with us that really inspired you?
Well, I interviewed quite a few different women because I wanted to include different types of storms, not just my own. And I think the three that impacted my life the most was three that was related to deaths of children, because to me that is just the ultimate life storm. So I have a short story in there, just a little snippet of a family that lost their three-month-year-old daughter that had a heart defect and some other health issues. And then there was a college-age son that went to the same college that my son went to, and they were on a boating accident, and the boat tipped over, and I don't think his body was ever found. So that was just horrific. And another friend, she was on her way to work, and she forgot something. So she turned around and went home, and she could see that her house was on fire, and her husband and daughter were in the house, and her daughter passed away in the house fire, which is horrific again. So I think those three stories, when it deals with the death of a child, is really, really heightened.
No doubt about that. And I've got a friend that they lost a teenage son to suicide, and it's been 6 years ago. And they're people of faith, and they've drawn closer to God, but it's still very, very painful when you go through a big, big storm like that. What would you say to, you know, anybody that's listening out there saying, you know, I just don't know if I can do a 6-week Bible study? You know, talk to that person. Maybe they've never done one, but why should they do this? How would this help them?
Well, I think it's always helpful when you come together. We all need community. We all need one another. We all need encouragement. And so those are things that I can promise by this Bible study, is coming together and building community, getting encouraged so that we can encourage and help one another. As far as the study itself, there are three different levels of homework. So I did that so there would be a variety. You can choose which level you want to participate in. You may love the journal entries or you may not like them, so skip over them and do the next question. So you make it work for the way that it works for you. But we want to be growing in the Word and growing day by day.
Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful book. It's got to love the title. Week two is Hope in the Sea of Despair. Week three, Trust in the Tidal Wave. Four, Love and Immeasurable Depth. And I know that's one of the things that people need when you're going through a storm, isn't it? That you need love, right?
Right.
And then I love the last two, Joy Minded in the Grains of Grief. And ma'am, a lot of the storms do involve grief. And last but not least, Strength in Thriving and Flourishing. So if somebody wants to get a copy of this, what's the best way to do that?
It's going to be available at any bookstore or Amazon, or you can just go to my website, cindysaab.com, and be glad to get that to you.
All right. Well, I hope you'll take advantage of this wonderful opportunity this fall. Maybe you're looking for a good week, a good study to end the year, not the week, on, and take some time. It's only 6 weeks, 5 days a week. I think you'd really, really be blessed by it. Obviously, we're all about hope here on Hope It's Here. So I hope you'll get a copy of Beyond Finding Strength and Hope Through Unexpected Storms. I hope you'll go to Cindy's website and check that out. It's cindysaab.com. That's CINDYSAAB.com. I know you really be blessed by that. If you're driving, you can't write that down, just go to our website, hopesheretoday.org. That's hopesheretoday.org, and you can get all the information with the podcast. For Cindy Saab, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.